UTIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It was on this day back in 1824 that no presidential candidate had received a majority of the total electoral votes in the election that year. So Congress had to turn over the presidential election to the House of Representatives, because after all, that's what the 12th Amendment says to our U.S. Constitution. So in November in 1824, 131 electoral votes, just over half of the 261, were necessary to elect a candidate president. So how about that? It had no bearing on the outcome of the election. Popular votes were counted for the first time. And on December 1st, 1824, the results were announced. Do you remember? Well, none of us were alive then, right? But Andrew Jackson, remember your history. Andrew Jackson of Tennessee won 99 electoral votes and the majority of the popular votes. John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, the second president of the United States, received 84 electorals and 108,000 and change to the 153 and change popular vote-wise that John Quincy, that Andrew Jackson, rather, had gotten. So what do you think happened there? Well, of course, we know with the 12th Amendment going on what was going to happen there. Unfortunately, the 12th Amendment states that if no electoral majority is won, only the three candidates who receive the most popular votes will be considered in the House of Representatives. Henry Clay was disqualified, and he agreed to use his influence to have John Quincy Adams elected. How about that? Jackson's supporters later organized into the Democratic Party. A little history lesson here at the top of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because we're talking about so much politics these days. And the same shenanigans that happened then could happen again this time around. Oh, if only we wish, don't we? We do. We wish if we look at the makeup, at least for some of us anyway. For President Obama, it was a day of travel, first to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where he talked to the crowds about a couple of things, including the fact that he said he needed more time. He needed more time in office to do the things that needed to be done. And he was pitching. He was pitching for votes. Then he went on to Manhattan, and some of the conversation centered around what he was talking about in Scranton. But the payroll tax extension is on the minds of so many because there's only a couple of weeks left in D.C. So will we have those tax credits actually extended? Will the middle class, meaning probably many of you, lose $800 to $1,000? Or I shouldn't say that. There's probably tons of millionaires that listen to America Tonight. But it is on the minds of many because they're juggling plates and jobs. Nobody wants to hear they're losing money. Oh, by the way, you're going to lose $800 to $1,000 out of your check. That's the only thing people are hearing. So later in the day, back in Washington, while the president was stumping for votes, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, talked about it being stalled in the Senate. Take a listen.
The president's called for them to be paid for. Democrats here have called for them to be paid for. And so if, in fact, we can find common ground on these extensions, I think you can take to the bank the fact that they will be paid for. The House has 20 bills that would help create a better environment for job creation in our country, and they're sitting in the United States Senate, all part of our plan to help America's job creators get Americans back to work.
Yeah, that's the key, getting back to work when we see ultimately what I'm talking about here, the juggling of the jobs, the fact that you have people who are on food stamps in some cases for the first time in their life. It's not the people that are taking always that infuriate so many. It's not that. The cycle is a new cycle for I think too many. The bottom line is what I always say here. It is a simple solution. Start to make things in the United States. Take it back. We need to take it back. That should be the phrase. Take it back. Meaning, take it all back. If we could rewind time, the one thing that would have behooved us would have been not to ship so much overseas, but of course it was cheaper and the corporate tax started to get too high. And when the jobs went, a lot of people's fortunes went right along with them. So if we were able to do that, if we were able to rewind that, what a difference it would make. Now, the president says that it's not controversial, and he's not buying what the Republicans are saying, as I said, and that we just need to extend the payroll tax cuts.
It would be tough for you. It would also be a massive blow for the economy because we're not fully out of the recession yet. This really should not be controversial. A lot of Republicans have agreed with this tax cut in the past.
Yeah, but this time around, it's different in the Senate. It looks as though what's probably going to happen, it will go through. It's a question of what ends up, how they end up paying for it. But I don't think that this is going to get stuck. It's going to be stuck on record for a couple of days. You're going to hear more about it, but I don't think so. Not with the way that, not with the way things are going, especially coming up on some major election year and a president who wants to get reelected and Republicans who want to see him not get reelected. This is too much of a sticking issue for the people that represent either side in Washington, but it does make for massive conversation when you've got one chamber saying yeah and the other chamber saying no, and then you mess around with it and stick other things in these bills, which is what always happens. It never does it just sail through and make any sense. It has to get rewound so much that it doesn't look like the same bill at all that it seemed like there was some bipartisan cooperation on. Instead, it becomes an either or. Tax the rich people. They have to pay for it. Or screw the middle class. I mean, this has been going on now, this whole building up the class warfare for the past year. That's what 2011 was about. A sinking economy, the blame game, and ratcheting it up a notch when it comes to the haves and the have-nots, really pointing that out, really looking for people to pick up the tab. Oh, yeah. You know, we're coming up to the end of the year, so we'll start to do some shows where we look back at the big stories, look back at what 2011 really was and where are we headed in 2012. And certainly the theme was what's in your wallet. The commercials that are produced by the credit card company couldn't be more apropos of what's happening to too many Americans. The answer is not enough is in your wallet. And something has to be done to change that, to lift us back to where we were and even that much better as a nation. That's why we all want hope and change that we really can count on, I think, in 2012. Coming up, Roger's View from the Floor. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
So with Herman Cain tanking and the others still trying to race uphill, Newt Gingrich finally has his moment in the sun, and boy, it just keeps getting brighter. A lot of political pundits are predicting that Newt will fall because he's too grouchy. He has a history. He has baggage. He has a baggage with women, with a wife that had cancer that he dumped, with the Tiffany thing, with a whole bunch of other things. But the bottom line is, you can't knock Newt for not knowing his stuff, that's for sure. Whether he ignites people in one direction or the other, he has absolutely surged in the polls. Absolutely. In the last poll that I saw, he was closing in on Mitt Romney in New Hampshire. And Mitt Romney's done a bunch of campaigning there, but he's pulled to within 10 points of Romney in the first primary state, the Granite State, in this new poll. So the poll shows that the figures that were released shows that he's, like I said, just 10 points behind. In fact, the numbers read like this. It's the Rasmussen report. Romney's got 34 points. Gingrich is in second with 24. And Texas Congressman Ron Paul shows up. How about that? 14 points. And You know, Gingrich hopes to pull off an upset, rather, in a state where Romney has a house and has campaigned massively there and is getting endorsements all over the place. Could it be that he ends up pulling off that win in the primary? Because now we're into the real stuff here. With everything that's happened, the sideshows, the stuff with Herman Cain, other things that have tripped up some of the candidates, the foot and mouth disease of the Texas governor, Rick Perry. It comes down to this, folks. It comes down to the primaries, at least for the Republicans who are voting in them. Certainly with the voting in them. Certainly with the Democrats, it's a different story because Obama's the guy. There's no competition there. So all of that gets skipped over. For the Democrats, it's all about the perception. The perception of the independents, because the key thing is going to be getting the middle ground, grabbing the numbers in the middle. I just looked at a survey of talk radio news. It was done by the Talk Radio Research Project, and they talked about, you know, an audience breakdown. Talk radio is huge. Spoken word is huge. I'm on stations across America. Many of you are listening to me that way. And, of course, you have Rush Limbaugh, who is the godfather of talk radio. Love him or hate him, Rush's 15 minutes, the monologue every day, is the highest rated thing in talk radio. But of all the people who are listening, he must be getting some independence, because the audience breakdown shows political party at 27% Republican, 13% Democrat, and 56% independent. Everybody is scrambling to get the independent vote. That will be key. Here's Gingrich talking about attack ads and the craziness of the negative campaign.
Why would a president of the United States run an attack ad in November before there's even a Republican nominee? And it's because they have got nothing positive to say about 3.5 years of failure. Because they're raising $1 billion because they know they can't win a positive campaign. I mean, if the president would pledge to be only positive, his chance of re-election will be down at about 3%.
All right, so Gingrich, you already said, it is true, they're trying to get $1 billion war chest to make this happen for Obama. Moving from Gingrich to this other story, big story, obviously, Penn State, we're all following it. We knew that lawsuits were going to be filed. Jeff Anderson is a guy who has represented a lot of men, now men who were boys, who were molested in various parishes across the United States in the Catholic Church, and has won a lot of lawsuits. He's the great defender for those who had nobody to stick up for them. So now Penn State in this suit, this is not one of the victims that's part of the grand jury indictment of what ultimately happened to Jerry Sandusky, which he'll go on trial for, the 40 counts. This is something different. It's somebody else that came forward that said there are 100 instances of abuse at the hands of Sandusky, if you will, the former assistant football coach for Penn State, and the guy who came forward, the accuser that they're saying his name is John Doe A, wasn't at all, like I said, part of the grand jury report, but he says that he was abused between 92 and 96, so they are filing a lawsuit against Sandusky and the university and the charity as well. Here's what his attorney said.
It is against Jerry Sandusky, who abused him and violated his trust as a child for over 4 years. How can it thus be that he was allowed to be such a peril to so many kids for so long?
Yeah, that's the question we all have, for sure. Roger Madden, as always, is on point. Here's his take from the floor.
This year's Republican National Convention, scheduled to start on August 27th in Tampa, Florida, will decide who will be its presidential candidate. And surprise, surprise, it will not be any of the candidates currently seeking nomination. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. It is becoming more and more obvious to those Republicans who have been studying the Republican campaign for the nomination of the President of the United States that the current roster of candidates has been unable to capture the hearts and minds of the primary voters. Mitt Romney is a perfect example. Romney has been campaigning for the nomination ever since Barack Obama won the presidency in November 2008, but he can't seem to convince more than 25% of the primary electorate that he's their man. Newt Gingrich has more baggage than a Sherpa, and every day he keeps adding it on. The last report is that Gingrich received $1,800,000 as a lobbyist for Freddie Mac in 2006, as that organization attempted to persuade Congress not to dismantle it. The rest of the roster are in single digits. Even Ron Paul, the gadfly, who really shouldn't be running on the Republican ticket, but rather should lead a third-party campaign. If he did, considering the anger of the electorate, he just might capture 25% in a general election. So for me, there is only one solution for the Republican Party. Nominate a candidate from the convention floor. Just a small reminder, one of our greatest presidents, and a Republican, was nominated after a tough convention floor vote, Abraham Lincoln. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when we get the road to Tampa. As he mentioned, August 22nd, it'll be here before you know it, and there is talk of the third party. I like how he threw in this stuff about Ron Paul. Ron Paul keeps insisting now, at this point, he's not thinking of doing any kind of third party thing. I've said it all along, boy, do we need a third party. Something has to break up the log jam in Washington, and maybe that's it. I mentioned how many people are fall into the independent slot now, at least in that survey that I quoted you from, the Talk Radio Research Project. And I'd say that's pretty significant when you look at the numbers of people who are talk radio fans. 56 is a big number. Second to that, I already said, was Republicans, 27%. 27%. And oh, by the way, football was the favorite sport, 35%. That's why we do Nail the Score. Don't forget, coming up on our next show in the third hour, your chance to win fabulous prizes plus bragging rights. I am desperate for somebody to win this thing. Oh, one can only hope. Coming up here on America Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who looks at workplace productivity to try to find ways for companies to get the people who work for them more involved in realizing how much time they're burning. Did you know the average American, in a bunch of surveys, it turns out, wastes 2.5 hours at least at work in an 8-hour job? Wow. That seems high to me. Does that seem high to you?
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom. So how many of you are sitting at your desk and you're actually ordering clothes for Christmas for other people, gifts in other words, and you're not doing your work? I always wonder this. I used to work for a music company on the side. It was a lot of fun. It was a bunch of years ago. And we were in cubes, and really we would play kind of whack-a-mole with humans. You'd look up and somebody would be the signal caller, because then the big boss would come in and everybody would be doing different things on their computers. Now, I will say this. I was their top dog there. I'm not patting myself on the back. And because I was so paranoid about what they probably were doing, like spying on us with our computers, I really never did that. I didn't go off and surf the internet. And especially with my love of sports and news and prepping for shows that I was doing later in the day, I would be too afraid that I'd get lost in what I was working on anyway. So, not that I'm a goody two-shoes, right? But surfing on the internet has to be a huge problem. People wasting time at work. How much is that actually costing companies? I would think it would be either in the millions or maybe even in the billions. Real excited about this next guest. He wastes no time. He is not a time waster. Why? Because he has his own company. So you can't waste time when you have your own company. Andre Angel is in the wings, and he's got a company called Work Meter, and he's going to break it down for us. Hey, Andre, how are you?
Great, Kate. How are you?
So you never, I bet you never wasted time ever at any job you ever had. You never surfed the internet, right?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? We all waste time, and it's great to waste sometimes. Sometimes we need a break from everything you're doing.
Well, you know what? I kind of, I kind of agree with you there. Here's the thing. If you sometimes, especially like people work in these call centers and they're so strict in these call centers with people that I think your mind would tend to wander. I think you do need a break. It's just a question of if somebody's just too out of control and they can't rein themselves back in, where they're just blown way too much time. But I agree. I think you do need a mental break. So how does this work? You know, when it comes to just surfing on the internet, is that the number one time wasting activity?
It seems that the internet wasting is, you know, time wasting on the internet is the largest time waster in the enterprise. There's a lot of people that would do actually gaming. Think about it. It happens every day. And many other things that reading the news, socializing with friends, shopping. I guess that could be internet as well. But a lot of time is wasted in major corporations, and really nobody knows how much it is until you can measure it objectively.
Yeah, and you're a productivity expert. So how, when you go into a company, what do you do? How do you assess what's going on in their world?
Well, the idea behind what we do is all about culture change. Productivity is kind of an outcome that comes basically as a side effect almost of what we do. And productivity increases quite dramatically. Now, when we deploy our software on all the machines in corporations, we typically find that most corporations are somewhere in the range of 40% productive. That means 60% of the time used on computers, and we measure knowledge workers, is wasted time, not related to work at all.
Not related to work at all. And so the idea is, but boy, when you come in, that has to make some people nervous. Do they know? Like if you go into a big company, would they know that you're doing that? Because people might feel like they're being spied on, kind of, or no, it's not even that. That's not even how it works.
No, it doesn't work like spying. Actually, we recommend that every employee is told because we work with the employees. The idea behind the technology is that, you know, the world has changed. Over the last 20 years, the internet, social networking now, teleworking, all these words that just didn't exist 20 years ago are now in the workplace, and there's a different culture in the workplace. So the idea here is if we can show people exactly what they're doing and give them the feedback, people recognize how much time wasted, or they can exactly do what they want, right? So if they want to waste time and knowing that somebody could be watching this, that's their call. The idea behind it, again, is to keep privacy. So employee privacy is very important. And I could tell that you wrote an email, or I could tell that you went to a certain website. I just don't know what's in the email, and we don't want to know. We don't want to spy. We want to keep your privacy up to you. Although in major corporations, actually, there is no privacy. A corporation can really read anything that you have on a computer or any interaction you have. But with our stuff, we try to keep the solution maintaining the privacy of the employee. And an employee can actually shut the system off, right? So if they don't want to know what's going on, or if they know that they're going to something to do private, let's say browsing or shopping, they can actually turn the system off. And what we track is we track the time and usage, so they will know that they've spent, you know, 10 hours off this week.
Yeah, there you go. And is it true, is this right, that the average worker wastes over 2 hours each 8-hour workday?
We're seeing a lot more than that in real life. So I think I'm not sure where the numbers come from. I've seen them in different articles in Wall Street Journal or different productivity measurement articles. But really, I think we're seeing a lot more than that in terms of wastage.
Wow. So do you what do you do? Do you recommend solutions, or you just tell them, listen, we've broken it down for you. Here's all the information. Then it's up to the company, because, of course, every culture is different. As you said, the cultures are changing. So do you come up with a hit list or a recommendation to the company as well?
We can work with consulting companies that work on productivity. The idea behind our solution as a software, we provide the company the option to deploy this and give it to all the employees, informing the employees, and that's our recommended method. Some companies prefer to do it without telling the employees, which is not our recommendation. But what the tool would do is allow you to manage groups or individuals, or allow the individual to manage themselves, or teaming with their peer group to manage the team. So the solution will highlight all the applications used, all the time spent on different applications, and can actually create a very simple-to-use dashboard where an employee can start developing habits. So you can see what you're doing, you can see how you're wasting your time. And some of us will do this. I mean, you asked me, I think, in the beginning, have you ever done this. Absolutely. We just don't know how much time we spent. So we may go ahead and read an article and then go shop and then talk to a friend. And it just adds up, but nobody knows what it is. And I don't think anybody's really trying to do it maliciously. Just we don't know.
You know what? I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Absolutely. I think that people aren't doing it maliciously. That's why I said with my example, I didn't go there with that one company because I knew that I would get lost in the stories or the things that I was doing, so I didn't even want to go there. That way it wouldn't even be an issue for me because you don't realize how time evaporates. That's what, you know, time is that commodity that we all want back and we never have enough of it, as you know, and that's the thing. So I love that you do that. I would have to assume that if people use it in the right way, they would realize, I mean, anyone could use it, actually, and they would realize where they're wasting time that they don't maybe think about. In the course of a whole day, you take a lunch break, you come in, you're kind of fitzing around, and then socializing with other people in the workplace and that kind of stuff. So I would think that it could be very, very helpful if it was used in the right way. What made you decide to do WorkMeter? How'd you come up with this idea?
As you know, we've built multiple companies, and I have a group of partners and entrepreneurs that we work together to build numerous companies. This idea came from one of our other companies that we've built in measuring device performance, and that's network device performance. And then we thought that if we can create a helping tool for changing culture in a corporation, and let me explain what that means. In a lot of the companies today, I think we're still using older technologies, measuring the time, blocking ports so you can't go to internet sites, or blocking shopping and blocking different things. I think that's the wrong move. We wanted to create something that enabled the company to give the freedom to the employees to do whatever they want. So rather than block something like Facebook, which most people spend hours on, allow them to use Facebook, but tell them how much time they're spending on it. And a responsible person would look at this and say, oh my God, I spent 2 hours on Facebook today and this is on company hours. So they can recognize what they're doing and develop better habits to combat some of the behaviors that they're doing. So the idea, again, is not to police, but to enable cultural change and not use old technologies as in I'll measure time or I'll block you from doing something like this. Because if you think about it, 90% of our employees today work from somewhere outside of corporate office or outside of one location that we used to work in 20 to 30 years ago.
Yeah, do you have that with any of the clients that you've had so far? Do you work with them where they have a lot of people that are off the premises, they're working from home?
Absolutely. I think most corporations today, I can't tell you the numbers, 80 or 90%, but most corporations will have employees in different locations, especially the larger ones. And we allow people to work from home. We create more flexibility. We want people to go and have a better life. Work-life balance, and that's what's happening. And we have for the first time 4 generations in the workplace, and I think there's an element of people wanting to be trusted. There's especially the younger generation today that do things differently than some of my generation, and so enabling them to do what they need, giving them the tools to manage and build their careers and do the right thing for the business. Is the right thing. The point is, let them know what they're doing and give them, for the first time, something, an objective measure. We believe that if you can't measure it, you can't fix it. And especially in the knowledge worker space, I mean, it's not like building a wall and you see something going up every day, 1 foot or 2 feet or 3 feet, so you can measure accomplishments. We in knowledge worker space, we measure kind of the end result, but nobody is measuring the journey. And I think what we're doing is trying to improve that journey, measure it, give somebody the feedback so they can develop the better habits for continuing and building the business.
Oh, I love that. Measuring the journey. That's what your book has to be called, Measuring the Journey. I just gave you the title. I love that. That's it. Yeah. Measuring the journey. That's what it makes sense. Positivity rather than negativity.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at a sales team sometimes, and you look at why is your top salesperson a top salesperson, and why is the bottom one in the bottom? And there's no way to tell. Sometimes a manager will say, oh, I like this guy, so he's good. And somebody who he doesn't like may not be good. I think for the first time here, we can give them the elements of the process and measure exactly what people are doing so you can emulate the top person's behavior and now shift a lot more of your people to top performers rather than not knowing and just, you know, firing somebody because they didn't deliver.
Sure, winging it. Andre Angel, interesting stuff. Check it out, workmeter.com. Andre, thank you.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Each and every week here on America Tonight, I am so pleased to welcome to the show my friend, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, who is really helping me. We have told this story several times now. We met in New York by chance. We had a conversation walking down a very busy street where he was telling me that I was ripe for diabetes and other things to happen to me. Even though I was healthy, I was not eating healthy. Half the time I wasn't eating, or I would just eat one meal and I would overeat. So those days are now almost completely in the rear view mirror, and I have Ben to thank for that. And also, I've talked about this. One of the things that Ben recommended to me was Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and what, I'm not kidding you, what a difference maker this product really has made in my life, because it's also helped me to hit those satiety moments with the right stuff instead of the bad stuff. And I'm not even, it's programmed my brain, folks, I'm telling you, differently, because I don't want the Buddha belly thing. You know, when I go to the beach this summer, there's not going to be any hint of the Buddha belly and no excuses. And I am healthy, but now I'm even healthier. And I absolutely attribute it to the things that I'm doing and the way that I'm looking at food now, to be sure. And I could see that big difference in Thanksgiving. So instead of not eating anything at all and then eating two giant platefuls of food, you know, that included stuffing and who knows how much mashed potatoes. I didn't do it this time around. So Ben, just like that conversation that we had back in June, everything that you said to me, which I thought, oh yeah, right, whatever, I've heard this before, you were dead on.
Now, you thought that in your head, didn't you? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
People are thinking that all the time. But that's why I'm so excited when people try it, because, hey, I'm telling you, if I've seen it once, I've seen it 100 times, what I'm telling you. These ideas about how your body works, the chemistry of your body works, the fly in the face, in many cases, fly in the face of everything that we're taught through commercials and through doctors and through the cultural mindset, these ideas are so powerful that you can literally, as you say, change your life. When you and I were talking earlier about how our lives tend to revolve around food, and the reason they revolve around food is because we're so nutritionally deficient, our body is sending us all kinds of signals to go out and get food because it expects nutrients to come with the food. Of course, they don't, and we end up on this one-way, one-pointed, super highly focused hunt for food. Our whole life is consumed by food. But once you get on a nutritional supplement program, like what you're doing on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, sure, you're going to lose weight, and you're going to lose a lot of weight. You'll lose as much as you want to lose once you start doing it correctly and you give it enough time. But what you'll really notice, the most beautiful part of it, one of the most beautiful parts of it, is you're free from food. You are still eat your turkey. You still have your turkey. You still have your enjoyment of food, but you're not a slave to it, and your life doesn't revolve around it. And how freeing is that, Katie? How liberating is that?
Oh, absolutely. You know? I like what you just said right there. That's a line that's so true. Not a slave, because none of us want to be a slave to anything. It's like when you're, you know what it's like? It's like when you're addicted to, it's people that are addicted to nicotine, people that are addicted to gambling, people that are addicted to all kinds of things. And it's not so glamorous and wonderful because it's the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs. But when you're talking about your health, especially, who wants to go down that road?
Oh, and Katie, it never ends because you go from 140 to 150 to 170 to 190, 210. I'm looking at the picture here of Chaz Bono. She's 271.
I know. I saw that.
And that's what happens. It's not anybody's fault. It's that we're not reading the code of the brain. I like to use the metaphor of hacking. You and I talk about hacking, and you hack into there's mind hacks, there's body hacks, there's little ways that you can hack into the chemistry of the system. And one of them is, I was so glad to hear you say this. You warmed my fuzzy little heart when you said this, Kate. You said satiety. That's a word that is hardly, you know, that's one of those word of the day on those calendars, you know, the calendar word of the day things. That's one of those words. Nobody uses that word, but it's so important in terms of understanding how to hack into your system. We've got to figure out how to hit that satisfaction button, because if we don't hit the satisfaction button, we will be on this one-pointed, highly focused hunt for food for the rest of our lives, and that's no way to live. And, you know, something else that we were talking about, how you lose weight, that's all great. And you're not afraid to food, and that's all great. But to me, you know, we got 1 out of 8 women with breast cancer in this country, okay? You got one. That's serious business right there. The rates of ovarian cancer are skyrocketing, and this is for women. For men, prostate cancer, for men, everybody, diabetes. The list of disease states that can progress from the point where you lose control over food is as endless as there are disease states. Every disease state follows. So I'm all for losing weight, and I like a sexy body, and I don't have one quite that sexy as I used to, but whatever, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is that you want to reduce lose the weight, great. But in the long run, you're going to reduce your risk for every single degenerative breakdown disease that you can name, and that includes the biggies like heart disease and cancer.
Yeah, that's absolutely. You. Absolutely. Hey, we got a note from Adam, who listens to us in Vermont. He's been listening to you and I, and he says, thumbs up to Ben, love what he's doing, love the conversations that you're having, Katie D. He picked up on your Katie thing. And he said, ask Ben about some more power foods. So he caught on to our conversations about power foods.
Okay, good. Seaweed, near the top of the list. Anything with
seaweed?
Seaweed. I'll tell you why. It's a dense, dense source of nutrients whose configuration is very, very fragile. So the seaweed presents you with nutrients in the appropriate configuration for use, specifically minerals and vitamins. Minerals and vitamins have to be in a specific kind of configuration, chemical configuration, atomic configuration to be usable by the body, and seaweed does that for us. Seaweed pre-configures nutrients. Remember, we're talking about nutrient density when we talk about power foods. So not only is seaweed a tremendously dense source of nutrients, everything is valuable in seaweed, even the filler in seaweed is valuable, but it presents some very key nutrients that are specifically important for satiety and specifically important for thriving. It presents them in the perfect form so that when you eat it, you're very satisfied. That's seaweed is the first thing I think of, and algae in general is the first, and that's the epitome of a power food. I think we talked about cashews, we talked about avocados as a power food. Anything fermented is a power food. Sauerkraut is a power food. Borscht is a power food. Chicken, we talked about bone soup probably on the program. Bone soup is a power food. So when you think about power foods, you want to think of nutrient density, and seaweed is the epitome of that. Seaweed, by the way, for anybody who has digestive problems, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, seaweed has these long-chain sugars that coat your digestive tract. And by the way, they're great for your joints. And for women, those factors that coat the digestive tract and support joint health are great for protecting you from wrinkles.
Really? Where do you get seaweed?
Where do you get seaweed? From the sea.
No kidding. I swim in it, but that's what I'm saying.
What do you get seaweed? What do you mean? On Mars? What do you think?
You mean I got to go fishing for it? I got to go to Florida and bring some back for the listeners?
Yeah, there's a health food store, seaweed. You get all kinds of seaweed. Or a Japanese store. Japanese are smart. They eat lots of seaweed. There's even seaweed snacks out now where they roast seaweed and put spices on it. It is so delicious. Oh, my God. But it's you know, seaweed's kind of silly to pay a lot of money for it because it's just a weed. It's the weed of the sea.
Right.
It's abundant. It's about as abundant as it gets. You could totally live on seaweed, you know?
And yeah, you know what? The Chinese crackers have seaweed on it, I think. There's some low-calorie crackers that have seaweed. Yes, so you're right. In some of those stores and in health food stores, people could grab that up. I'm going to try that because I'm very curious about that. Yeah,
Use it like croutons. Use it like croutons on salad. Crumple it up on salad. It's salty and spicy. It's filled with wonderful minerals. Oh, incredible minerals. And the color green, protects you from the sun, and it chelates heavy metals and toxins. It gets toxins out of your body. Seaweed's ridiculously power food. It may be the ultimate power food. I think about that, but it's certainly an argument.
Right. All right, I think that answers Adam's question, so he knows what to do. Sauerkraut, too. You mentioned sauerkraut. A lot of people like sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut's great. Cabbage is amazing for the digestive system. And that fermented cabbage, oh, my God. It's like a mother load of digestive nutrients.
Yeah,
with other foods, because it has enzymes in it that will help you digest food.
That's what I mean
by hacking, Katie.
Yeah.
We're talking about hacking. We're talking about breaking the code of how the body works and then using it. Instead of going against it the way drugs do, we're using how the body works. And it's kind of an art, but it's sort of fun, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, a couple of different things that we said here, you can hack away these problems, hack into your body, and you can free yourself from the food.
Not hack with a hacksaw.
No.
Like hack more like a computer or like you're hacking a combination on a lock. I don't like the metaphor we're cutting. I wanted to kind of figure out the code.
Break the code, absolutely. And you can easily start that. You can go on that same journey by doing some of the things that Ben is saying, obviously, any of the things that you can start to do. And go to americatonightteam.net. That's what people are asking me. That's where you can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I get it. I buy it. It's a song for what it's doing for me, too. It's just absolutely amazing. As I say, I drag it around during the day. Ben, next week we're going to talk more about some of those codes to break down in the body. You've got to find the ultimate code.
Can I give my radio show a plug? I mean,
do it real quick. Go ahead.
The Bright Side on GCN, The Bright Side. Just Google my name or Google The Bright Side. Thanks so much, Katie.
Yeah, check it out. Check out Pharmacist Ben. He's got a good rap. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.